is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Happy early Christmas to you. My name is Chris Swan. 423-664-4203 is the phone number. That's how you reach the Hughes Retirement Group. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. You can also check out to the website at the top right corner there, previous editions of the show. If you've missed them, you can listen to them at your own leisure. That's at HughesRetirementGroup.com. They have offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham. The number is the same. One more time, 423-664-4203. If you've been listening this month to the show, again, thank you for tuning back in. But you'll know that that has just been Rick and I for the past couple weeks. This time, we swapped. And I've got Granger here. One of these days, I'm going to get the two of you back in the studio together. But Granger, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Chris. You know, it's one of those things where we try not to be in the same place at the same time. So we got to fly separately, and we got to have all our travels separately so that we don't both go down at the same time.
No, I got to understand. You got to protect them all and get ready. Well, it's going to be tricky here because you guys are teaching some retirement classes coming up at the beginning of the year. Really quick, let me remind people, the new reality in retirement being offered right at the beginning of the year. Cleveland State Community College, January 7th to January 9th. These are two-night sessions. And then University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus, January 8th. And January 10th. You can get more information on that by calling 423-664-4203. And you can go ahead and register by calling. I want to advise people to go ahead and do that because these are retirement classes being taught through the university. There is a charge for it. It's normally a $49 charge per couple. But actually now through Christmas, there is an early bird registration. So just a couple days here of $29. So you know, saving a couple dollars. It's all about saving during the holidays. And that's great. Early registration for that. Again, Cleveland State Community College, January 7th and January 9th. And January 8th and January 10th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. You can register early and save $20 by calling 423-664-4203. Let's talk about these classes for people who haven't heard us talk about them before. What can they expect if they do attend one of these classes, Granger?
Well, Chris, I think this is going to be a great time to really get into one of these classes because, you know, we've been talking about it for the past couple of years and the markets have been doing really well. And I think people are starting to realize that the markets can go the other way as well. So I think being able to get in there and look at your individual situation, because each individual couple or person has an opportunity to come in for a lab and test their portfolio to see where they stand, kind of test and see what their probability of success is. So we're going to look at things from tax-efficient strategies on how to become tax-efficient, how to use these current tax codes to your advantage. Those years if you've worked and you've earned and you've deferred those monies, maybe you want to start trying to get that into a tax-efficient or a tax-free vehicle as you head to retirement. We're going to talk about things about long-term care. So it's not just about growing our money in retirement. It's about protecting it. And there's more than one way to do that, obviously, other than just market loss. We want to protect our funds from potential long-term care that we may face in the future, protect our legacy. Like I said, when we're talking about market loss, we'll talk about different strategies that you can utilize from different measurements such as standard deviation and volatility measurements and things like that to kind of show you how to better look at your portfolio and see how much risk you're actually taking on versus how much potential reward you could receive. We'll talk about Social Security strategies, how to maximize that. On Social Security, we'll talk about the potential taxes that you could pay. If you don't have your money in the right buckets in retirement, you could pay unnecessary taxes on that Social Security. So we cover a wide variety of things in those courses. It's kind of a holistic approach. But we really want to educate people so that they can understand that it's not just about putting my money somewhere, set it and forget it, and hope for the best. Planning for your retirement is pretty extensive, and we want to show you several ways to do it.
The new year is coming up. People resolve, you know, I'm going to get back into shape or I'm going to clean out the garage. Maybe make sure that you are better prepared for your retirement when that day does come. This isn't just something that is of good use for people who are, you know, 2 years out from retirement, but, you know, 10 years, 15 years out from retirement. It's never too early to go and start thinking about it. The new reality in a retirement. One more time, these classes, Cleveland State Community College, two-night session, January 7th and January 9th. And then at University of Tennessee, the Chattanooga campus, January 8th and January 10th. You can get more information and register. And if you call before Christmas, save some money on the registration by calling 423-664-4203. you guys do mention that in those classes, you do take a little bit of time, if time permits, to answer questions that the attendees do have. Here's a question that I hope you aren't approached with, because there's a lot in here. Let's break it down. A reader recently submitted the following question to CNN Money. I'm in my mid-60s and I have about $1.2 million I want to invest for the maximum income possible for the rest of my life. I don't want stocks or bonds because I hate the idea of seeing the value of my savings drop if the market has a correction, and I don't understand annuities. Any suggestions? So there's a lot there, a lot of things that they do want, a lot of things that they don't want. I want to get your thoughts on exactly what this person is saying.
Well, you know, Chris, I mean, when you're sitting there and you're saying you want maximum income as possible, but then you're going to rule out the equity markets or you're going to rule out bonds, you're taking two things right there, obviously, because of the risk component that could potentially yield you some pretty profitable gains. So when you eliminate those and then you say, hey, you know, I don't really understand annuities, I may not want to go that route, you're getting rid of three things that could really, really benefit you in retirement. At the end of the day, there's only so many places to put your money. And I know right now it can be quite frightful when we look across not just the U.S. equities, but we look globally. We look at the trade wars. We look at Brexit. We look at all this stuff that's going on, all this uncertainty that's out there. And it can seem like there's really no place to put your money. But it's really important to understand, once again, when you look at the stock market, it's so easy when you look at like 2017 and you see the markets going up every day. I mean, just put your money on a stock and hope for the best, and it's probably going to do well. Mm-hmm. 2018 has been a little bit different story. So we've kind of come back to reality. I think everybody's sitting there. They're waiting for a correction. A correction's already happened to some degree. They're waiting maybe for a recession. So there's a panic a little bit in the market, and it can kind of make people a little gun-shy. But I think the important thing is to educate yourself on what annuities are. So when you say you're not sure what annuities are going to do or what the benefits can be, educate yourself. Sit down with somebody that offers more than just annuities. You don't want to sit down with somebody who's just trying to sell you a fixed index annuity or a variable annuity. Sit down with somebody who, once again, is a fiduciary that can sit there and explain to you what an annuity is going to do. Because at the end of the day, if your goal is receiving an income check for the rest of your life in addition to Social Security, a fixed index annuity can be a great place to start for you. Because you're going to get that protection from the market. You're not going to have to worry about the ebbs and the flows, the recession talks. Now, if the markets are taking a beating, you may not see any gains in your account, but you're not going to see any losses either. So it can be a great tool for that, in addition to providing that income. So when you sit down and you look and you say, okay, here's what Social Security is going to give us each month. Here's what our monthly obligations are. Maybe I need to fill that gap with some more guaranteed income. You know, you can take a portion of your funds and secure yourself that guaranteed income check with a fixed index annuity. When you kind of go into that next phase of the variable annuities, once again, you're bringing in that market loss again, potential market loss, because most variable annuities are going to be invested in mutual fund subaccounts. So you're kind of going back to, hey, your fear of stocks or your fear of bonds is not really going to accomplish that. But a fixed index annuity can help generate you lifetime income. As far as stocks and bonds go, I don't think you should rule them out from a liquidity standpoint, from a potential growth standpoint. But I do think that you need to sit down and make sure you understand what your risk tolerance is, and then make sure that you're actually diving in to see if that suits the way that you're allocated. So if you're sitting there and saying, hey, I really don't want to lose any money, I'm very, very conservative, but then you're 100% invested in U.S. equities, that doesn't really suit your risk tolerance. So sit down, dive in, sit with somebody that understands what risk versus reward is, who's going to be able to sit there and show you in black and white, here's how much risk you're potentially taking on, and then go from there.
The one thing that that reader that submitted that question, the one thing they did say that doesn't keep it all from contradicting itself is, I don't understand annuities. Not I'm against annuities, it's just I don't understand them. And I think a lot of people out there don't fully understand annuities. And in some circles, it gets a bad rap, in some cases, rightly so. And Granger's not saying that an annuity is the answer for everybody, or that it definitely needs to be a part of everybody's financial plan. It doesn't matter what your situation is and what you want to achieve in retirement. But having that conversation with professionals like the Hughes Retirement Group to figure out exactly what you want to achieve, what you want to accomplish in your retirement, and then from that point, they can figure out how to make that into a reality for you. That may include annuities. It may not. It may include being a little bit more risk averse. It may, you know, your different buckets of money may look a little bit different for you. And if the buckets of money thing is something that confuses you, because we've mentioned it a few times without really diving into it, if you've got the time, go to HughesRetirementGroup.com. Their YouTube channel is right there in the top right corner. There is a video where Granger does explain in front of a whiteboard and kind of the visual component of it, the three buckets of money. You can check that out again, the YouTube channel via HughesRetirementGroup.com. And then if you've got the time, again, they'd love to have you at one of their upcoming retirement classes, The New Reality in Our Retirement, January 7th and January 9th. That's at Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and January 10th, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. You can get more information on those and go ahead and register 423-664-4203. we live in a do-it-yourself society where a lot of people just take pride in doing things themselves, whether it be, you know, building a new deck or retailing the bathroom. What about your investments? Is managing a portfolio really a DIY project? National best-selling retirement author Patrick Kelly says, well, the answer is probably not.
We are not emotionally designed to manage our own money. Can we do it? Yes. Is there enough information out there? Yes. The problem is emotionally, just like at the blackjack table, we keep saying when we, and that point never comes, and we watch our money disappear because we're ruled by fear and greed. And those are the two things that rule when we manage our own money, and they're dangerous. They have caused more retirements to be delayed or canceled than any other thing I know, is fear and greed that is being dealt with by the individual managing their own money. Get someone to help you that cares about your money an awful lot, but isn't quite so emotionally wrapped up in it, so they can make wise and correct and objective choices.
It's definitely hard to be objective about your own finances. I'm guilty of that. I'll admit that. Granger, do you see people who try to take on too much in terms of managing their money? And then what can professionals like the Hughes Retirement Group do with a portfolio that the average person can't?
Well, we do, Chris, but I mean, I think the thing that we have to realize is that most Americans out there, most investors out there, have a fear of missing out. You look at some of the greatest investors of all time. If you look at some of the biggest losses they've had, or the biggest potential losses by not even investing in that stock, and how it's compounded the effect where they've had additional losses because they've just had a fear of missing out. They thought, oh gosh, well, you know, 2017, the markets are up. I need to be invested in some way. Or then it's the reverse. You know, as soon as it starts going down, they panic. And then they think, hey, I've already lost 5%. I'm going to hang on and see if I can get it back. Then they lose 10, then they lose 15. And before you know it, they're in a situation where now they're going to take an actual loss if they sell. So it's easy when they sit there and they watch that ride and that ride up and the wave up to sit there and think, hey, it's all hunky-dory. I'm just doing great. This is phenomenal. I mean, why is everybody not invested? But a lot of it is about managing that emotion and managing the fears. So you can't always be trying to chase returns. And I pointed this out on the show several times. If you look at the Dalbar study, D-A-L-B-A-R, it talks about how most investors who manage their own portfolios – will lose, because just like Patrick's saying there with the blackjack table, you sit there and you hang in and then all of a sudden you lose, and then you lose a couple and then you start panicking, and then you try to do risk more to get back what you lost and you lose that. It's a vicious cycle. So having somebody, a professional who's sitting there and watching it day to day, and yes, it can be frightening to look at your money. And I heard somebody say the other day, investors are 50% more likely to panic when they lose money than 50% more likely to be happy when they make money. So when we see that red, when we see those losses, a lot of times it can really affect us. So in his book, you know, he talks about number one myth of retirement is buy and hold always wins. That's not always the case. A lot of our portfolios that we use are actively managed, and they're formula-based platforms. So when we see these indicators like the relative strength or the moving average convergence divergence or the golden cross death cross, these portfolios are designed already within themselves to move to certain asset classes or move to cash if it sees bearish signals. So just setting and forgetting, it may help you for a majority of your life, but as you get to those retirement years, you don't have the time that you once did to make back those losses. Number two, he talks about you can't make big returns without taking risks. It's kind of a relative statement. What do you consider a big return? You know, I look at right now, and back to a fixed index annuity, you know, if you have that fear of missing out and you think, you know, I don't want to go to annuity because I don't have as much potential for gain. Right now, there are avenues out there where you can get up to 55% of the S&P. So it's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty simple. If you're willing to say, hey, look, I've amassed this amount of money, I don't want to lose it. If the S&P does well, I'll partake in pretty much half the gains. If it doesn't, I won't partake in any of the losses. And I think we have to remember and be cognizant of the fact that 2001 and 2008 have happened. And we may not experience a 40% drop again, but we might. And if you're in a situation in your life where you're approaching retirement, you cannot afford to take a 40% loss at this stage in the game. So maybe you want to look at protecting a portion of your money while still partaking in the riches of the market if the S&P does well. Number three, he talks about average return tells an accurate story. The reason we talk about average return not necessarily being a good indicator, and I talk about this in class, if on average you return 10%, but biggest thing we use here for a volatility measurement is standard deviation. So if you've got a 20% loss 1 year and then a 40% gain the next year, you know, your average may look at pretty much offsetting itself. But in reality, your actual return is what you want to look at, because that average return, you may never actually experience it. It's just an average of the 2 years or 3 years or 10 years, however many years you've been invested. You may not actually experience that. So you want to make sure you're looking at your actual return to see how much growth you have. Number four, he talks about you can effectively manage your portfolio. You can effectively manage your portfolio. The right person can. But it does take time. It takes dedication. And it takes a pretty strong stomach, I would say, because you can't have those fears and those panic modes where you sell off at the wrong times and then you buy at the wrong times. And then, hey, my cousin's – he's in the market now because it looks like it's turning around. Then you get in and then it takes a nosedive and you sell again. You're always on the losing end. You're trying to beat the markets instead of just saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to try to put together a plan, a long-term plan. And, you know, I may adjust it, tweak it as we see indicators change, but I'm not going to go in and try to actively trade it every day myself. And then the last one he says is if there's something that good, everyone would be doing it. And I think he's kind of talking about fixed index annuities there. Fixed index annuities have a place, just like we talked about the one where you can pretty much get half of the S&P, a little bit more than half the S&P, and none of the loss. There's a lot of people who would want to roll the dice and go for all of the S&P. And that's where the difference comes down to that one person who says, you know what? I'm okay. I'm not trying to beat Warren Buffett. I'm just trying to provide for my retirement. And, you know, if I can get half the S&P with no risk, that's a venue that I may want to park my money.
There's a lot that Granger just threw out there that may seem a little bit daunting, you know, if you are approaching retirement, if you're thinking about going alone. The good news is that, well, first of all, you're not alone in that. It is daunting for a lot of people. And being able to be objective when it comes to your money in the market is a challenging thing. The good news is that you don't have to go it alone. Professionals like the Hughes Retirement Group, they are here for you. This is what they do. You know, when it comes to, I think I've used this analogy before, with the first house that my wife and I bought, it was a point of pride for me. I wanted to try to do everything by myself, just see if I could do it, to be that handyman. And then I learned pretty quickly that, you know, it's a lot of time and a lot of heartache, and my wife would get angry at me about some of the repairs, and I would end up calling a professional anyway. It's okay to defer to professionals, especially when it comes to making sure that you are set for 20, 30 years, however long your retirement is going to be. It is okay. And in some cases, you know, strongly suggested to pick up the phone and talk to, you know, Rick and Granger, talk to the Hughes Retirement Group and get that retirement plan set in place for you where they can be objective with your finances and not having to worry about the ups and downs. You being able to enjoy your retirement without having to watch the stock ticker every day. Pick up the phone, call 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. And while you've got them on the phone and if you have the time, make sure you ask about the upcoming retirement classes, The New Reality in Our Retirement. Two-night sessions, Cleveland State Community College, January 7th and January 9th. And then January 8th and January 10th, that's at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. There is a registration fee for that. But if you register before Christmas, so just a couple days here, you could save some money on that. An early bird registration fee of just $29. You can get more information and go in and register by calling 423-664-4203. So how do you measure the success of your retirement portfolio? Do you think you should be beating the market, or is it enough to just see that your investments are growing over the long term? Morningstar's Alex Bryan believes we need to keep our expectations in check.
Beating the market, while it's great if you can do it, it's not a requisite for investment success. You know, just owning the market will actually probably let you do better than most investors that are getting a bit greedy and trying to beat the market. So I think being broadly diversified, keeping your costs low, those are the most important things, and staying in the market through thick and thin, even when things are scary. That's what I think is more important than trying to beat the market.
So, Granger, what do you think? How can our listeners decide whether their investment strategy is working for them?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is find out what your benchmark is. I mean, kind of like what he's saying there, if your benchmark is beating the market, you're going to have to take a lot of risk, and there's probably going to be a lot of sleepless nights. If you have someone out there who's looking at the S&P and the S&P returned 20% and their portfolio only returned 10%, and they're sitting there saying, hey, why is this the case? How am I not beating the S&P? But then you take a look at their portfolio and they're 40% invested in U.S. equities. That's going to answer your question right there. So you have to be willing to take on that risk if you want to try to beat the S&P or keep up with the S&P. You'd essentially need to be in 100% U.S. equities in that case. So once again, like he's saying, managing those expectations, establishing a benchmark, you know, a realistic benchmark. Obviously, don't make your benchmark the S&P if you're going to have 60% of your funds allocated to fixed income or the bond markets. I mean, if you're trying to beat the markets each year, you're going to find yourself probably disappointed more often than not. Whereas if you've just got yourself a portfolio that you've got set up for long term, like you said, I mean, you've got to be there thick and thin. You can't be half in, half out. Doesn't mean you shouldn't proceed with caution at times during highly volatile times, but you have to be dug into this strategy. When we sit down with our clients, we ask them, what do you expect to return? And if they come back and say, hey, I expect a 15% return each year, we're probably going to look at the portfolio, like I said earlier, and said, hey, okay, you expect a 15% return, but you don't want to take any risk, it's probably not going to happen. So there has to be some give and take there to kind of establish what your risk tolerance is and establish what you expect to return and then kind of put the pieces together to actually accomplish that goal. And then when he says here, you know, is it enough to see your investments just growing over the long term? I think at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're meeting your obligations. You're living the retirement that you want to live when you sit down and you say, okay, we want to spend X dollars a year. We have X assets. We have Social Security coming in. We maybe have a pension. Are you meeting those goals? Is that helping your wealth grow? If you've got a goal to leave wealth to heirs, if you've got a goal of beating inflation at maybe 2.5% a year. So establishing that, putting that together, and then not a set it and forget it strategy, but once again, be dug into it, be committed to it. Don't try to change your plan every single step of the way.
Yeah, I think that's important to mention. You know, we talked about earlier, when you set up a retirement plan, it is not something that is concrete. It is ironclad. It is set, and there are parameters in there to, again, to hopefully take some of the emotional aspects out of it and let you relax a little bit more. But it is not something that cannot change and adapt as different things arise, whether it be, you know, inflation increases or whatever may come. But having a plan in place, think of it kind of like a GPS. The end goal is you want comfortable and relaxing retirement. How you get there depends on what you want to achieve in retirement. And that is something that you'll work out when you sit down and you speak with Rick and Granger, what you want to achieve in retirement. And they'll figure out exactly how to get there. And if you want to do a little bit of sightseeing, you know, whether it's travel, see the grandkids, they can work that into the plan. And then if there are those roadblocks, you know, whether it be a market correction or who knows what may come down the line in the future, you know, the Hughes Retirement Group, they're not fortune tellers, but they can figure out ways to work around that and continue you on that path towards that happy and relaxing retirement. All it takes to get that started is a simple phone call, 423-664-4203. Granger mentioned, you know, if what you want to achieve is a 15% return, but you don't want to take any of the risk, they are going to have that tough love talk with you and say, you know, that's probably not an attainable thing. That is part of being the fiduciary that we talked about earlier, acting in your best interest, but also giving you the honest answer whether or not it hurts your feelings. You know, just letting you know what is going to be best for you, just being those fiduciaries and acting in your best interest. And again, you can start with them by calling 423-664-4203. Franklin Templeton did a survey to find Americans' number one concern about retiring, and among baby boomers, it was a tie between health issues and managing retirement income. Granger, what can you tell us about preparing for those two challenges?
Well, I look, you know, in this article, it says 52% of workers were obviously concerned about income meeting their expenses, but they don't have a strategy to recreate that paycheck that they've been getting in their working years. And I think that's important because it's like we were saying earlier in the show, so many people are against maybe annuities, or maybe they don't understand them and they don't really, you know, my cousin said it wasn't good, or my friend said it wasn't good. They're off the table for me. But when you're talking about recreating that check, because all of a sudden when you go to retire, you're going to have Social Security, but what are you going to have other than that? You're going to have a bucket of money sitting there that you're going to have to systematically distribute from. So being able to recreate that check, you know, we call it your own personal pension plan. People like pensions. People like getting their Social Security check. But all of a sudden when you mention the word annuity, oh, I don't want that. You know, a lot of times I'll have people say, well, I don't want an annuity. I said, well, do you like your Social Security check? Yeah. I said, well, you've got an annuity. You like your pension check? Yeah. Well, you have an annuity. They're both annuities. So being able to recreate that check, I think, is huge because most people, especially if you're doing it yourself, are not in tune enough to manage a bucket of money, once again, that they've come into essentially when they retire. Maybe it's $1 million, maybe it's $500,000. All of a sudden, they have to figure out how to make that last, and they don't even have any expectations on how long they're going to live or what the market's going to do. So I think that's very, very important to make sure that you have those income streams there. And then health, I mean, health is going to be a huge thing going forward. We look at the health crisis we face right now. We don't know what's going to happen with the Affordable Health Care Act. We hear about Medicare every single day being, you know, on the fritz and potentially going bankrupt, essentially, and we're worried about the future. So if you don't have other plans in place, if you're not making sure you're earmarking funds for that potential down the road, you may find yourself in a bad situation. So once again, you know, that's why we talk about this course, and the course is a lot of information, like you said, but we're going to talk about healthcare. We're going to talk about long-term care, and those two are kind of in the same category, but you have to prepare for them essentially separately. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about market loss. We're going to talk about asset allocation, all those things that they're going to be vitally important to you as you're trying to prepare for a 25, 30, maybe even 40-year retirement.
And again, these are things that you may not have thought about beforehand, but you should think about, and Rick and Granger can go into more detail at their retirement classes. If you've got the time, they'd love to have you at them. The New Reality in a Retirement. They are two-night, two-hour sessions each, so a little bit more time to discuss these topics that we can't on the show week in and week out. January 7th and January 9th, that is the first session at Cleveland State Community College. And then January 8th and January 10th, that's at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus. You can get more information and register for those by calling 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. I want to remind you, there is an early bird registration thing going on right now where you can save $20, just a $29 registration for a couple by calling 423-664-4203 before Christmas. Granger, we have already reached the end of the show. Again, time goes by, and we can't really go into as much detail as you can in the retirement classes. So I want to urge people, again, if they have the time, to consider attending those January 7th, January 9th at Cleveland State Community College, January 8th, January 10th at University of Tennessee, Chattanooga campus, 423-664-4203. This has been the Retirement Playbook. My name is Chris Swan. As always, thank you guys so much for joining us. Before we go, Granger, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to give you the final word.
Well, to all our listeners, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Chris. We appreciate everybody tuning in each and every week. And remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
The rules for retirement have changed. And as a baby boomer, your financial planning strategy needs to change to adapt. Make plans now to attend our special two-day retirement courses. There are two different evening sessions to choose from, January 7th and 9th on the campus of Cleveland State Community College, and January 8th and 10th on the campus of University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. All class sessions begin at 6:30. Learn how to determine if you'll have enough money for retirement, how to protect your assets from rising tax rates, how to maximize your Social Security income, and lots more. If you're nearing or already in retirement, this course is for you. To reserve your seat for these special two-day retirement courses on the campus of Cleveland State Community College or the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, call 423-664-4203. That's 423-664-4203.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, RWA, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927-054 and 998-505. Annuity guarantee. Guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.